The readings today all focus on Jesus. Even the gospel parable that Jesus is using is about Jesus himself. Jesus is central to our readings and, of course, central to our faith. We cannot claim to be a Christian and reject any part of Christ. But when we do reject Christ, even in the smallest of ways, we're shooting ourselves in our own foot. Because Christ came to give us life and to give us an abundant life. As Americans, we have a different understanding of abundance. Our country is so blessed with natural resources that we rarely go without anything. We cannot comprehend how extraordinary it is to have the stores and supermarkets and the money that we have. Someone living at the poverty level in America is still richer than the average person in the rest of the world, even more so in countries that are underdeveloped. We have so much that it distorts our understanding of what abundance really means in this gospel. Christ came to give us life and to give us an abundant life. Jesus, however, is not talking about stuff here. He's talking about what might be better understood as faith. Jesus did not die on the cross to give us more stuff, nor did he die on the cross to make our lives free of struggle, pain, and disappointment. He did so that when we experience those things, we can understand that Jesus is guiding us. God is with us in those moments. As St. Peter says in his letter, if you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, this is grace before God. For this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his footsteps. As Christ himself would later tell his disciples, pick up your cross and follow me. Being a follower of Christ does not guarantee us an easy life. In fact, if we pay attention to what he tells us, we should expect the exact opposite. We should expect the cross. And it's in the cross that we find abundant life. The cross saves us. The cross gives our life purpose and direction. The cross gives us life in the face of death. That's a tough message to hear, especially when we hear that word abundance, and then we think of our personal happiness in getting what we want. But abundance of life is found when we live not for ourselves, but for Christ. It's interesting to hear in our first reading from Acts that St. Peter is preaching, and towards the end of that sermon, he says, save yourself from this corrupt generation. That phrase has been uttered in every single generation from the beginning of time. This phrase is always being spoken, even today. We can look around at our world and find that it's very broken. But the reality is that the world has always been broken. We look for abundance and life in this world, but it cannot be found here. It can only be found in Jesus Christ and him crucified. So let's repent and believe in him, and we will find that our life, even in hardship, is full of life because we have found our purpose and direction and know that no matter what, God so loves us that he died for us on that cross and rose to save us from our sins.